That's all ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Mild Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, even though Abner's wife, Elizabeth, was elected mayor over Abner and Ezra Peacock, Lum was still hopeful of running the city government by getting Elizabeth to appoint Abner as her private secretary. In this way, Lum, through Abner, would be in a position to influence all decisions coming from the mayor's office. However, this plan was completely demolished when Elizabeth appointed Betsy Blevins as her secretary. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, are there nights when nervous tension keeps you awake, tossing, turning, and worrying? Nights when just a few hours of restful sleep would seem like heaven to you? Now, Mild Nervine is a gentle but effective sedative that helps relax nervous tension. Yes, when you are occasionally restless, wakeful, excitable, or irritable, Mild Nervine can help bring you welcome relief. Thousands use it, so why don't you? It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription-quality product backed by Miles Laboratories. So ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store. Lum seems to be concerned about his partner's actions.
For goodness sakes, Abner, what in the world's the matter with you, anyway? What have you been doing since you got here this morning is eat cheese and crackers? You're going to flounder yourself if you ain't careful.
Well, my feller's got to eat if he wants to live, don't he?
Well, yeah, but you just got done with your breakfast not more than an hour ago.
What breakfast?
The one you had at home this morning, that's all. What you ha-hawing about?
Let me show you all I found on my plate for breakfast this morning. Here, take a look at that.
This piece of paper, you mean?
Yeah, go ahead, read it. That's what I had for breakfast.
Abner, you will have to get your own breakfast. Granny, Scribner. I had to go to the office early this morning.
Like she wrote it on her own, don't she?
The mayor.
Well, there you are. Don't even sign it Elizabeth. Signs it the mayor.
Well, that's what she is, all right. That's her official title.
Yeah, but I'm hungry, Long.
Well, of course, looking at it one way, Abner, you couldn't hardly expect the mayor to cook your breakfast for you.
You care when the mayor's your own woman? I'd get just as hungry now as I did before she's elected. Trying to starve me to death, that's what she's trying to do.
Yeah, she told you to get your own breakfast. Shows right there she's thinking about you.
Get my own breakfast?
Why, sure.
Long, how could I get breakfast when I don't even know where she keeps a frying pan? Don't know where she keeps nothing. Think she's got most of that stuff hid or buried.
Well, you could hunt around a little, couldn't you?
When I get up in the morning, I'm too weak with hunger to do any hunting for anything.
You could surely stand up long enough to make yourself a little coffee, couldn't you?
I tried it, boiled it over, got the room full of smoke, scalded myself half to death, and I don't know what all. Got out of there before anything exploded. Hand me some more of them crackers, Lum.
Abner, you're eating up all of our profits here.
I've got here to live. Why, I don't know what all these things are going on.
Now, Abner, you're just worrying yourself to death over nothing at all.
Nothing at all. I just assume I've lost my woman. Wouldn't be so bad on a full stomach, but empty as I am, it's just too bad blame much.
Well, now, Abner, you ain't lost your woman.
I'm just as well off. She spends her whole time down there at the mayor's office. That's all she does.
Well, that won't last long. What you got to do, Abner, is take the long view of this thing. It's just the novelties of being mayor that's got Elizabeth running around this way. That'll soon wear off. And then all she'll want to do is get back to her home and barn and her churn and chopping axe. Woman's place is in the home, the field. And it'll take a few days for her to realize that. She'll get lonesome for the cows. Just have patience and wait for her to come trudging back home.
I don't know if the crackers will hold out that long or not. Sure, me neither.
I've been studying on this, Abner, and I'm sure the thing to do is just wait a few days. By that time, Elizabeth will be good and sick of being mayor.
And I'll just be good and sick.
Then she'll more than likely beg you to go down to the mayor's office and run the town for her.
Condition I'm in, I won't be able to run nothing. Might get the town.
She will. You can eat at the lunchroom or someplace. Right. That ain't no problem. Our big problem right now is to get control of the mayor's office so as we can run the town the way it ought to be run.
It is, huh?
Why, sure. Don't you agree with me?
I'm hungry.
Oh, for pity's sake. Forget about victuals and concentrate on something important.
To me, victuals is important.
Well, getting a good city government is way yonder more important, though.
That's some bundles for Abner.
If we can just get you into that mayor's office as a substitute for Elizabeth, why, then I can put all of my ideas into practice.
Your ideas?
Why, sure. Don't forget, I'm the fella that started this whole thing.
Don't remind me, I'll pop you one.
I was the one that got him to hold the election in the first place. I'm the natural leader of this town, so do say so myself. I don't like to cast compliments right in my own face, but I done it.
You ain't doing much leading right now.
No, I'll admit that. Fact is, that whole election is a humiliation to me.
Got to hold her on the wrong one.
Here I was, a big politics boss of the whole town, and didn't get a single one of my candidates elected. But I, grannies, I ain't lit yet. I'm just getting started.
I'm just getting hungry.
I'm getting hot. Elizabeth kind of crossed us up yesterday when she appointed Bessie Blevins as her secretary. I was aiming on her fighting you for that job so you could be right there in the mayor's office all the time, but I believe this new plan of mine's better, even.
What new plan?
The one I was telling you about, the one where...
The only plan I'm interested in is how am I going to get Elizabeth to cook my supper for me tonight.
Oh, for goodness sake. She'll get home in time to do that.
She never last night.
Well, that was just her first day in office.
I got just as hungry as she'd been in there 4 years.
Well, she'll get home early tonight. And if she don't, why, come on over to my place. I'll fix supper first.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'll admit I'm hungry, but I don't because I ain't ready to suicide myself.
Well, what's the matter with my cooking? I've been eating it for years.
Yeah, look what it did to you.
What?
Your ribs stick out there like a xylophone. Two xylophones, I reckon.
Well, that's a healthy way to be.
Tail a hat at you, it'll hang any place it hits you.
Most folks is too fat. I've always said that.
Yeah, but there ain't no sense in overdoing it like you are along. Besides that, if that's the way you want to be, well, why'd you clip out that coupon and send it in? The one in the magazine said, "Are you skinny and embarrassed at the beach in a bathing suit?"
Abner, there's the phone.
Berna Bars of Alberta Lee Minnesota put on 22 pounds in 1 week.
Abner, hush up. I never sent that coupon in. Besides, can't you hear the telephone ring?
You too can have a figure like a Greek adenoid.
All right, I'll answer it myself.
Don't let nobody kick sand in your girl's face.
Hello, jot 'em down, Stowell. I'm Eddard speaking.
He's the beach ball. Like
how's that?
Boys. Don't dread the summertime. Send for free booklet today.
Yes, Mama, I'll take a message. Uh-huh. 7 o'clock, you say. Yes, Mama. All right, I'll tell him.
Rope with knots tied in it.
Goodbye.
Was that for me?
Wait a minute. I said goodbye after I hung up, didn't I?
Well, you got a hurry, baby. Huh?
That was the mayor's secretary with a message for you from the mayor.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, she said to tell you that supper's going to be at 7 o'clock sharp tonight.
Did you say supper? Hooray
for her! Yes, she said she wanted you to have it ready on time.
You bet your life. Me have it ready.
That's what the message says.
I know, because I won't do it. That's one thing I'll never do is fix supper for a woman. Nobody in the world can make me sink that low. No, sir, I know, because I won't do it, and that is fine.
Well, that's all right, Abner. I don't believe you'll need potatoes for this supper, no ways. You've got a good balanced meal without them.
I have, huh?
Oh, sure. You've got canned kidney beans and canned navy beans and canned lima beans. That gives you a good variety right there.
Yeah, but, Mom, don't you think we ought to have something besides beans? It's the mayor she is. She didn't join the Navy, you know.
Well, you've got canned hominy and canned corn. That takes care of your vegetables.
Yeah.
And there sure ain't nothing wrong with pork chops for meat.
No. I just wonder, old Mom, is pork chops supposed to be black that way?
Let's see them.
Okay, they look like a diner.
They're a little black, ain't they?
Yeah.
That's all right. Pork's supposed to be well done. Everybody knows that.
They do, huh?
Oh, sure. Elizabeth's going to be plumb tickled to death when she sees what a fine supper you've got up for her.
I'm still a little worried about them pork chops for some reason. I don't recollect Elizabeth ever making them that way. Reckon we ought to knock some of that bark off of there, or whatever it is.
No, that's charcoal. That's good.
It is.
You never heard of charcoal boiled pork chops?
No, I don't believe I ever have. Foreigners eat that.
No, high class. Get that in fancy restaurants.
Well, I just hope Elizabeth gets here while it's still hot. When things ever cool off and drop on the floor, they'll break in a million pieces. Look like somebody drop-kicked a clock.
Yeah, well, she'll be here any minute now. It's just about 7 o'clock. That's when she said she'd be here.
Okay, that's right. I better get some of this stuff on the table. That is, if I can find some bowls and dishes around here. Tell you one thing, it's the last time I'm ever going to get supper for anybody. It just ain't a man's work.
Well, you won't have to do this many times. A few more days and she'd be dying to get out that office. Women just ain't cut out for that kind of work, looks like. Watch out there, Abner. You're spilling the kidney beans.
I can't help it. This that brings pan's so hot I can't hardly hold it.
Well, don't use your bare hands. Hey. Take the end of that window curtain and wrap it around the handle of the pan.
Yeah, that's it. Wait a minute. How am I going to get over the table? Window curtain won't reach that far.
Oh, that's right. Over at my place, the table's right next to the stove. Handy.
Yeah, that makes it nice.
Maybe you better use your necktie, as long as you've got such an inconvenient kitchen.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me just take that.
Yeah? I reckon I'd better be running along.
Not long. I said that you was going to stay and eat with us.
Yeah, but all you got's just three pork chops.
Well, that's enough. One for each one of us. I got donuts for dessert, three of them. There's enough. You'll just take it easy, Lon. Now, you got to stay and enjoy the
meal. Well, all right. I hope it's going to be all right with the mayor, though.
Well, sure, it'll be all right with her.
That's her mayor.
Oh, no. Wait. Watch the lima beans there. I don't want them to burn, Lon.
Yeah. They're doing all right. Just beginning to turn nice and brown.
Hello?
Dark brown.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. Everything's coming along fine. Huh? Well, now, wait a minute, Elizabeth. Yeah, but Elizabeth. Oh, all right. Goodbye. So she just can't do this to me, Lalama. It ain't human.
What ain't?
Everything's hurt. I just don't know which way to turn.
What's the trouble?
Well, I've bent over a hot stove all day. There's the most unconsiderate woman in the whole wide world.
Well, what did she do?
Nobody's no man would ever pull a stunt like that.
Well, what in the world did she do?
You know what she done, Lalama?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
That woman of mine, that Lady Barney. She calls me up at the last minute and tells me she's bringing two of the girls home from the office for supper.
Is fast acquiring all the earmarks of the true businessman and politician. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Are you going out tonight, friends? Well, if you are, have a good time. But you know, sometimes after an evening out, you wake up the next morning with a headache or an acid-upset stomach, or perhaps both. Now, that's just the time you want Alka-Seltzer handy, because it has a special brand of relief all its own. Alka-Seltzer can relieve both of these ailments and at the same time. And here's something else to keep in mind. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid the distress of the morning after. Now, it's easy. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it for the prompt, pleasant relief you want. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the large economical package. It contains over three times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right now. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.